Hello and welcome to Activate Fundraising. I'm Heather Stewart and today I'm going to be talking about how your charity can build its email subscribers list. Now, having a healthy list of email subscribers will put you in a really strong position to develop a communication programme which helps you to reach a large number of potential donors. Having email subscribers also helps you to use your resources more effectively in terms of time and cost. So it's a really good way for small non-profits in particular to keep in touch with potential donors. It does take time to build an email list, but once you've encouraged high numbers of people to subscribe to your communications, you then have an audience that you can promote your work to with the aim of increasing their awareness of your organisation and encouraging their support. Before you even begin to build your email list, though, you should think about why you want one in the first place. So, do you have a product to sell? For example, you might be a theatre company that sells tickets or a gallery selling art. Or do you want to build up an audience who's engaged with your organisation that you can ultimately fundraise from? Or do you have a campaign that you'd like to get as many pledges for support towards? Obviously, my focus is on fundraising, but I suggest that you brainstorm some ideas about what you want an email list for and how you will use it. So think about what it's primarily for. Is it for fundraising, for example? And think about what else you might want to use it for as well as your primary need. So is it about building brand loyalty, raising awareness of events, presenting your organisation differently, selling products? There's a whole list of reasons why you might want an email subscribers list. Depending on your list, your needs too, you might want to segment your list into different types. So, for example, I have an email subscribers list that you've more likely or not subscribed to yourself, which is how you're listening to this audio. And I segment it according to how people have found Activate Fundraising. And that way it helps me to send future communications that are relevant to each person on my list. So you might want to segment people who've signed up to specific events or who've pledged support for one of your campaigns. Okay, so once you've got a strategy for using your list and you know what you want one for, then you can start to go about building it. And the first step you need to take is to sign up to an email marketing company. Now, I use Aweber, but there's a huge range of companies out there. If you just Google email marketing company, you'll get a whole list, you know, MailChimp, DotMailer, Constant Contact, iContact, and so the list goes on. I'd recommend Googling email marketing company reviews, and then you'll get some insight into what people who use them actually think of them. And this will also help you to decide on the service that best meets your needs, both now and in the future. So think about how many email subscribers you have at the moment and how many you would like to have, how many emails you're going to be sending out. That'll give you an idea of ultimately how much each service is going to cost, because they tend to charge based on the size of your list and the number of communications you sell. But it is a really cost-effective way. Now, using an email marketing service rather than just sending out your own emails means that you can develop newsletters, set up autoresponders, which I'll go into in a bit more detail later, and you can automate all of this, which again is a gift for a small charity, you know, with limited time available. You can automate everything so that it's all ready to go out, you know, as and when. As well, when you have an email marketing service, you can see who has opened your emails and what links they've clicked on within your emails. And that really gives you some useful data on people who are subscribing to your list and what they're interested in. It also means, if you have a marketing service, that you can sign up new subscribers direct from your website. So if you've been at activatefundraising.com and you look on the right-hand side, you'll see I have a newsletter sign up, and that comes via my email marketing service. So you don't need any specialist technical knowledge or design skills. So don't worry about that. I certainly don't have them. But it makes it a really, really easy way to collect names and addresses. Now, unlike a traditional prospect database, where you'd want to collect as much information as possible. You really only want to ask people to provide their full name and their email address when you're asking them to sign up to an email list. And again, if you look at the form on my page, you'll see what I mean by that. This means they'll be more likely to sign up online than if you ask them to provide lots of information about themselves. People are really loath to do that online. So ask for the basic minimum, their name, their email address. If you add up a sign-up button to every page or form, to every page of your website, that helps to give people lots of prompts as they're looking through your website to sign up. And try to give a compelling reason why they should sign up. Don't just say, sign up and get our newsletter. Again, if you look at mine, you'll see that I say, you get a free fundraising toolkit as well as fundraising ideas and advice. So what will someone signing up to your email list get? Will they get advance notice of ticket sales or products that you'll be promoting? Will they get free advice from you? Could you run a free e-course? Will they be able to keep in touch with your campaigns on a regular basis? Just think about what might appeal to the people who are signing up and how you can give them some added value that will give them a bit more incentive to sign up to your list. Now, as well as sending a welcome email to everyone who subscribes, you can also create a series of introductory emails. And this is what I talked about earlier when I talked about autoresponders. So you write all of these in advance and you schedule them to go out, you know, within a certain amount of time of someone signing up to your list. So these introductory emails are designed to provide you with the opportunity to get in touch with people who've signed up to your list through 4 or 5 welcome emails that ideally you would send out over 3 to 4 weeks. Now, as I say, you've set all of this up in advance, so it's not creating a huge amount of extra work for you every time someone signs up to your list. What it does do, though, is it gives you the chance to tell them more about your charity and to raise their awareness about what it is that you do. Now, these aren't necessarily about raising money, not yet at least. Although that does depend on what you asked of people before they signed to your list. So you might have been really clear and said, sign up here if you want to donate. Or, you know, they might know that they're signing up because you want to ask them to give you money. However, if you haven't done that, I would suggest that your welcome emails are not the place where you're going to start asking for money. So rather than asking for money, consider these emails more about introducing new people to your charity, creating an awareness of what you do, and building their support by encouraging their loyalty and continued interest in what it is that you do. And try and be as creative as possible through this series of introductory emails. Tell them something different in each one. Engage them in different ways. Okay, now, as with any other communication strategy, make a plan to communicate regularly with your email list. Now, that might be weekly, fortnightly, or monthly. It really depends on your organisation and the resources that you have available. What's more important is that it's regular and that you create really interesting content for them. Now, in the longer term, you may use these emails to ask for money, but remember, you're trying to build awareness, interest, and loyalty, so don't ask for money in every single email that you send. It's recommended that you only ask for money in 1 in every 5 to 10 emails at most, depending on the frequency of your mailings. So if you're sending out really, really frequent mailings, you'd probably only want to ask people for money in 1 in every 10 of those. If you're getting in touch with people monthly, 1 in every 5. Now, another way of getting people to sign up to your list in the first place is through competitions. These are a great way of encouraging people to subscribe to your emails. So if you can, offer entry into a prize draw for those signing up during a particular period of time. So to go back to the theatre company idea, you might offer free tickets to certain productions that you have coming up. Or if you're a charity that runs events, you might have tickets available for events that you could offer. And again, if you sell products, you could perhaps put somebody's name into a prize draw for a product that you have available for sale. However, if none of these are an option, you could ask a board member to make a donation of a prize that might appeal to people signing up to your list. And it's a great way to get the board involved in what you're doing as well. Include information about subscribing to your newsletter in every single communication that you have. Now, obviously, it will be on your website, but include information in your email signature with a link through to your web form. Include information on your company letterhead and at the bottom of every communication and newsletter that you send out. So those are just some ideas to help you build your email subscribers list that in the longer term you could use to fundraise from or to get people along to your events. Be creative. Deliver interesting, engaging content, and that will help you to build your list over time. Now, if you'd like any more advice or ideas about building your email list, why not drop me an email at heather@activatefundraising.com. And of course, keep in touch with our regular posts on fundraising ideas and advice. Good luck with your fundraising.